Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Amanda Wilmore, W-I-L-M-O-R-E. Amanda Wilmore is a 61-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on two different occasions. Appeared in one of them, she was lifting a patient and pushed back on Ms. Wilmore. Period. In another event, she was cleaning up a patient in bed. Period. She asserts she injured her shoulders and hands as a result of these injuries. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of carpal tunnel syndrome and a bad rotator cuff. Period. She underwent surgery on these between 2002 and 2011. Period. She completed a course of active treatment in 2022 after undergoing surgery and hand therapy. Period. New paragraph. I have been advised that Ms. Wilmore has filed an occupational claim as of 5/10/11, causing bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome from repetitive lifting, pulling, and pushing. Period. On 2/16/12, she filed another claim petition alleging she injured her left shoulder while cleaning a patient. Period. She underwent left shoulder rotator cuff repair by Dr. DiVenero on 9/6/12. Period. The claim settled on 5/30/19. Period. The first was for 10% partial total, and the second was for 27.5% partial total. Period. She then reopened her claims on 6/25/20. Period. New paragraph. As per the medical documentation supplied, Ms. Wilmore was seen by Dr. DiVenero on 5/26/21 in a need for treatment evaluation. Period. He noted he had performed left shoulder rotator cuff tear repair in September 2010 and again on 9/6/12. But he also had performed bilateral carpal tunnel with these surgeries. Period. She had a surgical arthroscopy of the right knee with partial meniscectomy and arthroscopic removal of loose body on 1/16/20. Period. She had also submitted to hammer toe surgery, bladder surgery, and a hysterectomy in 1997. Period. She denied any new injuries to her left shoulder or any interim treatment. Period. At that juncture, she was retired. Period. She also complained of bilateral hand pain, numbness, tingling, and weakness with a history of bilateral carpal tunnel release. Period. She did not have any new injuries or diagnostic studies. Period. He performed a physical examination that found limited left shoulder forward flexion and internal rotation with pain overhead. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of acute pain in the left shoulder, right hand pain, and left hand pain. Period. He opined her left shoulder exam is consistent with inflammation and bursitis in the shoulder. Period. She had two prior rotator cuff repairs with associated weakness and stiffness. Period. He thought the symptoms she was experiencing now are causally related to the index work accident. Period. He thinks the shoulder would be prone to develop some bursitis. Period. He recommended a corticosteroid injection to the left shoulder as well as another round of physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. She returned to Dr. DiVenero on 9/22/21, by which time physical therapy was approved. Period. The corticosteroid injection was also approved and was administered to the left shoulder on this visit. Period. On 10/4/21, Dr. DiVenero offered an addendum indicating he was asked if having knee surgery and using crutches would account for the flare-up. Bertie did not think she was having a flare-up of her carpal tunnel syndrome, but a recurrence. Bertie went on to say, it is not uncommon to have a recurrence of carpal tunnel even after carpal tunnel release. Bertie, as he felt this is a recurrence, he did think it was causally related to the index occurrence. Bertie, for diagnostic purposes, he would recommend it repeat EMG/NCV. Period. On 11/10/21, she reported good relief from the injection, but then her pain returned. Period. She was not approved for physical therapy. Period. On 1/11/22, physical therapy was approved, and he ordered same. Period. In paragraph on 1/20/22, Dr. Yu, H.U., performed electrodiagnostic testing to be inserted here. Period. She followed up with Dr. DiVenero on 2/9/12, having completed therapy. Period. She reported no change in her left shoulder pain. Period. Another corticosteroid injection was administered to the left shoulder. Period. He explained this is palliative care. Pretty recommended that in the future, if she needs any more injections, she should proceed with them through her primary insurance. Period. Her nerve test was normal for both upper extremities, so no further treatment was required there. Pretty deemed she had achieved maximum medical improvement and was discharged from care with no restrictions. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She stated she lost 10 pounds since January due to increasing her water intake and being on a diet. Period. Extremities upper. She had extremely guarded range of motion about both shoulders in all spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level bilaterally. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. She stated it feels like she cannot lift her left arm because it feels heavy. Period. She also stated, quote, please don't touch my spine. Period. End quote. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing yielded breakaway weakness in left hand grasp, but was 5/5 in the right. Period. Wrist extension on the right was 4/5, and on the left 4+/5, but strength was otherwise 5/5. Hands, wrist, elbow. She had positive tenellus maneuvers signed at each wrist, but Phelan's maneuver was negative for carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. The rest of that section is normal. She did not wish to participate in provocative maneuvers about the shoulders. Period. She was tender to palpation about the right clavicle, but there was no tenderness on the left shoulder. Period. Spine cervical inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue, but no apparent scars. Period. Flexion extension and bilateral side bending were full. Period. Rotation right was 50 degrees and left to 45 degrees. Period. She was tender to palpation at the left trapezius and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. And then thoracic is normal. Impressions. Amanda Wilmore alleges an occupational injury to both upper extremities, effective 5/10/11. Period. She also alleges an acute traumatic injury to her left shoulder, 1/2/16/12. Period. She underwent surgeries as noted above. Period. On 5/30/19, she received settlements as also noted above. Period. She then reopened her claims on 6/25/20. Period. Afterwards, she returned to Dr. DiVenero on 5/26/21. Period. He performed corticosteroid injections to the left shoulder with temporary improvement. Period. She also participated in physical therapy. Period. Repeat electrodiagnostic testing was negative for carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. New paragraph. Her current clinical exam is notable for marked symptom magnification. In fact, during hand dynamometry, she demonstrated virtually no effort bilaterally at every setting. Period. By manual muscle testing, she had breakaway weakness in left hand grasp. Period. She had guarded range of motion about both shoulders. Period. She would not participate in provocative maneuvers about the shoulders. Period. Tenel's sign at each wrist elicited paresthesias, but was not corroborated by Phelan's maneuver for carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 7.5 to 10% permanent partial total disability at the left shoulder. Period. There is 3.5% permanent partial disability referable to each of the statutory hands. Period. She reports her symptoms are worse now than when they first began, despite being out of work for a prolonged period of time. Period. This is dispositive for an occupational exposure etiology. Period. She appears to be more functional than she would otherwise portray. Period. There is no increase in the components that comprise her orders approving settlement. Period. End.